Hey y'all, happy Tuesday.
Apocalypse still going on. Watching everything
film
fall apart.
Film at 11.
Watching everything fall apart.
Well, you know, kind of.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's see. Earlier I posted the show about Jeffrey Dahmer, the Milwaukee Monster.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys are enjoying that. Sorry, we went off. We talked about food again on a show about a fucking cannibal.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember what else.
You don't remember? You're really trying. Yeah.
I forgot what
remember
we were
talking about, like, meat and how we liked, like, raw steaks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And stuff. And I'm just like, man, I can't believe we're fucking talking about this on the Jeffrey Dahmer show.
Yeah.
In our defense, we always end up talking about food on the show, no matter what the subject matter is.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm going to say. So I'm just, yeah. You know what I mean? And we didn't mean it.
What
like
is
that.
It? What is there to talk about?
I don't
What's
know.
Going
I want. You know what? I wanted to, like, I don't know why this, like, made me laugh so much. I was just, like, scrolling through the fucking, like, little news stories and stuff like that this morning, and I saw one that I thought was very funny because it happened in, like, a little Welsh town, and, you know, I used to live over there. So I was like, oh, what's this all about? So apparently some guy in this Welsh town, which in English it looks like Llandudno, but that's not how you pronounce it. It's more like Llandudno or something like that. I know I fucked that up. I tried to learn Welsh like many years ago, but the pronunciation is just like escaping me. But so this guy has been posting on his Twitter account. He lives like above a pub in that town. And he noticed, like, one night, a week or two ago, that because everybody's staying inside and there's not, like, a lot of people out on the roads and stuff, that all these little goats have started, like, taking over the town. So he saw them, like, the first time, like, a whole little, like, group of them. And they're, like, walking down in the middle of the road, like, at night and stuff. And then they all gathered around, like, all these hedges and started eating them and shit. And so he's been, like, on his Twitter feed, he's been, like, chronicling the goat takeover of the downtown area just because these little goats. So he's like, every day he posts these little videos of like all these cute little goats that are like just running around the middle of the street and stuff. And every now and then you see like, you know, a work van or something like that. And the goats, like, and he's like, he even put on there, he's like, these goats do not give a fuck. They just like stand there in the middle of the road, like, yeah, bring it. So they've taken over a Welsh town, the goats.
Goats are smart. They are. They're about as smart as a dog. It may be smarter. I've dealt with them before in certain barns that had goats. They didn't eat the goat, of course. They just had goats as pets. And they were fucking funny, man. They recognize you and they come running. You know.
I remember, who was that with that one little goat that was at that barn where you used to work? What was his name?
Oh, shit.
Shit, what was that goat's name?
I forgot that. Yeah, you could call the goat and the goat come running.
Yeah, they had two of them, didn't
yeah.
they? But then I remember there was one and he was pretty cool. And
yeah,
I think that...
Play.
Well, he always wanted peppermints. Like, he really liked peppermints.
Yeah.
So if you gave him peppermints one time, he would remember that always.
Yeah.
And so when you came to the barn again, even if it was, like, months later, he would come up and headbutt you in the pocket.
Yeah.
To be like, hey, where's the candy? Candy.
Yeah. Yep.
When also, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but there's really nothing cuter than fucking baby goats. Especially when somebody puts little baby pajamas on them.
Yeah.
Because there's like a really famous, there's like a viral video that went around with like all these tiny baby goats like with little jammies on. And it's like pretty much the cutest thing ever.
Oh, turns out they did. They joined, they merged the Treasury with the Federal Reserve Bank. Which that's some wild shit because how that Federal Reserve Bank happened and the shit that it does and it not being under the control of the United States, it's under the control of basically fucking international banksters. It's weird. Because of this emergency, they put it under the Department of the Treasury. They changed the damn email address on the thing and everything, which is pretty good. You know what I mean? A lot of countries do that, can print their own money, and that's what it said in the Constitution to do that. But you could also fuck that up and create and just print endless money and go into hyperinflation like Zimbabwe and what's that other one? Venezuela did that too. You can't just print money to print money to get yourself out of trouble. You actually But I think it has to do with this emergency right now that you know what I mean? I think that's how they got that done because of this plague. They need direct control over the damn money and the printing of money, because if they actually lock whole places of the United States down for months, like they're talking about, 18 months. I can't see that being possible. I think there'd be revolts and rebellions. But if they had to do that, you have to be able to control the value of the money. And it's permanent. It's pretty weird. A lot of things changing. You know,
for one thing, I don't think it's going to be that long, because I was just reading this morning that retail stores in Wuhan are starting to reopen.
Yeah.
So even though, because the thing I was reading about was that obviously, and this is something that we've talked about and a lot of people have been talking about too, is that, you know, brick and mortar retail stores are probably going to suffer a lot from this.
Yeah.
Because they were talking about Macy's and how they had furloughed most of their employees and stuff. Yeah. I mean, obviously they still have an online presence, you know, all of these stores do, but they're talking about, you know, when all this is said and done, is everything going to go like dead mall? You know what I mean?
If they don't, if they lock down to the extent that they're saying they will, it will. But I don't think they're going to let it. I think what's going to happen is like, as things start to fail, they go, you know what? We can't do this. You know, people have to have lives, and they're going to lift quarantines and stuff. They're just going to, we can absorb the casualties.
Well, like, we don't need to.
We have friends who are losing all their fucking businesses.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we're talking about hairdressers, you know, people that own bars. It's just, that's really where most of the economy is on all these little businesses, you know. And that's how people live. They're just not going to let it get that far out of hand. I just can't see it. The people will revolt. If you don't have anything, if you don't have anything, then you fucking lose it.
Well, you don't have anything to lose
then you got nothing to lose, and then you say, fuck it, you know, and then they try to take over, and then it burns shit down. There's already been limited rioting in China and in Italy. Imagine New York would fucking go ape shit, you know? So,
but another thing they were saying in this same article where they were talking about, you know, Macy's and the retail environment. But one thing they were saying, and some people are saying that this might be kind of a silver lining, is that maybe a lot of companies that were reluctant to let their employees work from home before will now see that that's kind of the way to go. Obviously, some things can't.
Of things will get real efficient.
Because most people, I mean, not everybody, obviously, you know, a small percentage of people, I think they probably do need supervision or they're just going to fuck off. Yeah. But honestly, I think the majority of people, like, that work in offices or do the type of shit that I do or whatever, I think I get more done when I'm at home, like, undisturbed. Because honestly, in all of the jobs that I used to have, it's like I would get a lot of shit done, but a lot of time was wasted, one, driving back and forth, two, getting interrupted constantly by other shit or like other like salespeople coming in wanting this, that, and the other thing. And they're like, you know, interrupting my train of thought. They're doing this and that, giving me something else to do while I was working on something else, which I hate. And, you know, so it was all that kind of stuff. So depending on the industry, I do think that there is going to be a lot more open.
Yeah.
They'll be a lot more open to, like, letting people work at home if they don't absolutely have to be on site. You know what I mean? Because it's wasteful.
I think the whole idea of supervision is back in the day when they hired very young people who were stupid and didn't have any skills, education, or intelligence. So you just put them on a machine and then you had somebody walking around watching them, making sure they did that thing on whatever machine it was that they worked on, punching things out and punching parts and making sure that their quality was good enough, you know. But now that people can be sourced over the internet, the employer doesn't have to supervise these people. If the work isn't done, it isn't done to standard. They just replace it with another one instantly online. Yeah. So if you want to make money, you better work and be able to work well. So where's the supervision? Where's the need for supervision?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I don't need to be supervised because
you want to eat.
Because if I don't work, I don't make any money. Right. I make zero money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think for most jobs that require intelligent people, you don't need any supervision. The people that need supervision that are in those jobs can't get employment. Nobody wants to fuck with them. You know what I mean? And then they become unemployed. It's just survival of the fittest, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. But like I said, we'll see how shit's going to shake down. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we've, like I said, I think people have been like following it in the news, and it's like, I don't like to like dwell on it too much on the show just because I feel like people are probably
sick of hearing about it. That's what
they're thinking about, though. Yeah, but people are like sick of hearing about it. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
I'm sick of hearing about it, that's for sure. Yeah. But yeah, so since I was talking about Wales earlier, I know Wales and England are two different countries, so, you know, don't at me. But I haven't done a book recommendation in a while, so I wanted to recommend this delightful nonfiction book called Watching the English. This is by an anthropologist who is herself English, and she has written an anthropological study of the English people. Like, their culture, like how they drive, like all the stuff they have in their house, and it is hilarious. And accurate, because I lived over there for a while. But it's like, it's just, it's a really good-natured kind of book, and it like kind of goes into a lot of like why they talk about the weather and like the thing they have with their pets and like all this other kind of stuff. So yeah, it's like really, it's, I think it's even instructive. I mean, it was funnier for me reading it as an American, but even like the British people I knew that read it like thought it was really good, and they were like, yep, nailed it.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely check that out. And yeah, go check out, I can't remember the guy's name that's doing the Twitter feed of the goats. But just like, just Google like goats take over Welsh town or whatever, and you'll find it. It's like, it's super funny. It's like, I don't know why it amused me so much, because it just seems like a horror movie, but also kind of like the most adorable horror movie ever. With just, and these aren't like little bitty goats. These are like the big goats with like the big like curly horns and shit like that. Like those bigger goats, and they're all just like, they're just like running amok like in a little gang.
Yeah.
Like all around the city, like eating all their shrubs and jumping over the bushes and stuff, and it's funny as shit. All right, so you done with your
I'm done. I'm bored with it.
Ooh, I'm
ready to get out of here.
No, you know what, I wanted to mention this is somebody commented, I think on yesterday's Sidetrack show, like on YouTube, that it's like that I needed to get out of the house because we're gonna like kill each other at some point.
We've been doing this for years.
If I haven't killed him by now, I don't think I'm going.
We've been doing this for fucking years.
That's what I mean.
We've worked from home for what? 4 years?
Almost 4 years. Yeah. I've worked from home.
We haven't really noticed anything.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, other than not being able to go out.
To the club, yeah. That's probably,
you know, and having to kind of, like, worry about, oh, well, we probably shouldn't go to the grocery store or something like that. Other than that,
hasn't affected us.
Really not all that much because, as I said, I've been working from, I got laid off back in 2016, and, I've been working from home ever since.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Fucking, this is just accelerating the evolution that was already happening. Certain industries, you just disappeared. You had to work from home.
And honestly, and I have my own.
To her a long time ago.
And yeah, it happened to me many years ago. And honestly, this, you know, this is my own office. Like I have my own office.
Yeah.
So you know, he mostly, and during the day when I'm working, he mostly just hangs out.
Yeah, I fuck off in the fucking room and
the bedroom,
playing fucking Fallout 4, and you know, fucking, you know, following the people that I follow on Facebook. I talked to a lot of you guys. Some people talk to me, you know what I mean? Like, here's another thing. I get a shit ton of messages from people. If I don't answer you, don't be fucking insulted.
Yeah, same. Okay? It's like, I really do try to get
back
to everybody.
If I answered everybody, I'd be answering fucking 150 messages a day. I can't talk to everybody.
Yeah.
The people that I talk to are people that, like, that I know personally, one, because we got club friends. And then people that I work with. Because, you know, we do stuff from the home with bands and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Other shows, other YouTube channels. And people that we met through the channel years back when we first started.
Yeah.
In other words, people that almost started with us a couple years back. So.
Yeah.
And only like a few of them, you know. So don't be... With the internet, man, the challenge is not finding people to talk to. It's shutting everybody out. Because, you know what I mean, you'd be like the fucking Borg, where it's nothing but voices in your head, and you don't want to hear all that shit.
Well, usually what I do, because like I said, you know, you usually spend kind of, you know, doing like a lot of your shit in the bedroom. I come in the office in the morning, and usually the first thing I do, like within the first hour, is I go through and I answer all emails, answer all YouTube messages, or, you know, at least like them, whatever, go through and like see what everybody said on Instagram and stuff. And I try to only do it like once a day unless like some urgent shit comes up, because otherwise I'd never get anything else done.
Yeah, but we're not at close quarters here. We got a big place. I got my own fucking gym in the garage and jamming out in there and in the fucking room and...
Yeah, so it's not like we're just like trapped in a tiny apartment. In a apartment.
Tiny apartment, no.
Like we're, you know, you're just like, you're driving me crazy. No.
We have rooms
in... You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
We have rooms in here that we fucking basically never go in. Just walk through them.
Like the living room.
Like the living room and all the dens. We never use the living room. We have two living rooms and we have a den. And then there's other fucking guest rooms and stuff. So there's just, we're not...
Yeah, I don't think I've been in the guest room for months.
Months, right. So there's just...
There's no reason for me to go in there.
We're in Florida, so prices are good for houses.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
this
is a fairly large house. It's what, it's four bedrooms and three bathrooms, but we got it for like very, very reasonable.
Yeah, you know, this would be in California area where I fucking was born, like in Long Beach. This would be a, I don't know, $2 million house, $3 million house. Here it's like $400,000.
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously, and we don't, so, like, you know, we just rent, but...
Yeah, we just rent, but then our rent's not that bad.
It, yeah, and honestly, I've seen, like, apartments...
Going
that,
for more
that
than
were
this.
The same, or more rent than this, and this is, like, a really
this
big
is a
house.
Huge house. So, and the landlord loves me, because I can fix all this shit.
Yeah, we've been here a long time.
Been here a long time, yeah. So. And I don't charge him, I just take pictures. It's broke, I don't worry, I got it, you know?
Yeah, he likes us because we painted the house, we fixed stuff, and...
And also, there's a part of my income that's fucking federal, that I can't be unemployed. So, because, you know, being a disabled veteran, I'm boom, 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 I get checks.
Yeah.
So, he's probably going to lose a lot of his renters. He's got 40 houses.
Yeah.
Right. He's going to lose a lot of his renters. He won't lose me. I won't even feel this. Matter of fact... My checks will be bigger this month.
I mean, really? Yeah,
there's
going to
be all kinds of supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, because
there's emergency aids and stuff.
You have a guaranteed income.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's harder for me because, you know, like I said,
she's in the real economy.
Everything I do is freelance, and if I don't get freelance, then I get no money.
I was basically medically retired.
Yeah.
You know, so I have like 80%.
Yeah.
So. And I get raises and shit. It's the same thing that would happen to a policeman if he got hurt on a job or wounded on a job. I got that same deal.
Yeah.
So because it wasn't combat related. It was fucking just an accident.
I mean, it happened on the base.
Yeah, I got hit by a military vehicle. Fucking, and lost my career.
Yeah.
They had to medically retire me. So that was it.
Yeah. So.
And that's what happens.
So I'm just saying, you know, don't worry. We're not going to kill each other.
Nah,
like
this is normal.
Like I said, we've been doing this for many years, and it's not like we're just like constantly on top of each other because we're not. I mean, I'm in the office.
Yeah,
the office pretty much like 10, 11 hours a day.
And because I'm part of VFW, and I also have all this fucking shit going on with the VA, if it got really bad, I could go to work for VA.
Yeah.
A lot of guys in my positions work for the VA too, and then the money's great, but. I like to stay home. I have a fucking quick temper sometimes, you know, because, you know, I had head injuries.
Yeah.
So they got a whole section where they got guys like me working. You know, you get a bunch of dudes together that all have TBI, man, it's fucking off a chain.
That's what I mean.
It's
You're
like
all
a
just
fucking
gonna
room
be, like,
full of drunks.
Each other.
It's like a fucking room full of drunks.
Yeah, maybe it's better that you don't go do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's going to go.
It's usually love fest, you know. Fuck you, motherfucker! Oh, I'm gonna beat your ass. You know what I mean? But it's all friendly.
And
shit.
To be honest, you're pretty chill most of the time.
Yeah,
most of the time.
Yeah, no, you got to do something really fucking bad for I.
I mean, you know, you talk big and you talk a lot of like that.
That's normal. That's not big. That's normal.
But that's just how you do.
That's normal
in
my culture. That's how that.
Yeah,
that's how that.
Like
comes.
I said, you're not. Otherwise, you're like pretty fucking chilled out.
And I don't really usually have to fuck a motherfucker up.
Not usually.
No. There's no reason.
Well, and now there's really no reason because there's nobody around.
There's nobody around.
In here except me. All right.
It's
so
just fun and games.
It is, yeah. All right. So we're going to wrap up the Tuesday show, and we will talk to you. Ooh, my computer's dinging.
Damn.
My other computer. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.